Hello again, everybody. Today is welcome back. Today is welcome back day. What is today? Today's Friday, I believe the 7th or 8th. I'm not sure what day it is. Let me take a quick peek at the date. Yeah, 8. Today's December 8th. Crazy December 8th. It's like Christmas is right upon us in like less than 20 days. 16 days. 2 weeks. Hopefully you guys got your shopping done. But anywho. Yeah, it's about 6:30 in the morning, heading to work. And now that we've come to this point, I predicted that the Godzilla Kong, Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire trailer would have been released during Thanksgiving, but they waited a week post that. They waited actually till after Godzilla Minus One dropped, which was kind of not alarming, but kind of, I don't know if it was like, okay, well, we're going to let the movie cook and then we'll drop ours, or if they were like out of respect, or if, but it seemed a little bit not disingenuous, but kind of like counterproductive, because people went, especially in American theaters, going to watch Godzilla Minus One, you would have thought showing Kong and Godzilla in front of it, like as a trailer, would have been. But I guess they didn't need to, because people that like Godzilla are going to go see it anyway, so maybe not. But anyways, that's what we are going to talk about now that it's come out. It's been a couple days now. I don't think it's been a full week. It's been a couple days, and they packed a lot in that trailer. Hopefully they left some surprises. And I know the YouTube heads, because if you go to YouTube, they have reaction videos and they break down a 2.5 minute trailer, and they break it down and turn it into 20 minutes, which is what I'm going to do. But I'm going to take it a step further, because now that I've gotten the initial reaction wave, I've got the secondary reaction, and I've gotten, now people have been chewing on it and breaking down what they feel like in crazy theories like about it. So let's just start off with the trailer. Let's start off there as a starting point, because I don't know if I'm gonna finish by the time I get to work. The trailer was crazy. To me, it was crazy good. One of the first things you see in there is a robotic Kong arm come out the ground. Now, at first, I was like, oh, that's not Kong's arm, because he's got what looked like to be like Bumblebee on his arm. I don't know, like, it's coming out the sand, so I didn't understand that, but that's not anything. But it is kind of interesting that they come up out of Egypt, especially if they're talking about Hollow Earth and, you know, energy and worshiping the Titans in Egypt. Is a pyramid structure. So I'm kind of wondering if there's a tie-in there with the civilizations that worship the Titans and seeing them as protectors in Egypt and some of the other pyramids around the world. Be kind of interesting to see if they take a little bit of that angle like Ancient Aliens does. But ancient, maybe not. Well, maybe it wasn't Ancient Aliens. Maybe it was Ancient Titan Gods. Whatever. And we all know in the ancient cultures that there is a catastrophic event that happened that wiped most of these ancient civilizations out. So I'm kind of wondering if that's going to be talked about, or that was my first thing about it. Like, now that I've come back to chew it up and digest it. So you see that, you see them at some lake, I'm assuming there's another portal to Hollow Earth. I don't know if it's like, the ocean. And then you start seeing Kong, which I'm almost on the, not on the fences, but on the belief that this is going to be more of a Kong movie than Godzilla. Like, you know how Godzilla was kind of the focal point, I think, of the last movie, especially with Mechagodzilla. So this is going to be more of a Kong movie with Scar King, is what they're calling him. Be more focused around the apes, with Godzilla kind of being the third wheel on this one, which I think is okay. I think it's very okay. As a matter of fact, I think they need to do that, because who else does Godzilla have left to fight other than some big bads that people want Toho to just fork over to Legendary, like Destroya and Biollante and other characters. There's a few other ones, Gigan, Space Godzilla, but I don't know if Space Godzilla makes any sense yet, to be honest. And so, like, okay, so now they're gonna have to go to shift to maybe giving Kong some ancient rivals, and I kind of feel like, you know, giving Kong a son makes sense, or having a young ape that can learn Kong's ways. But also, you got to keep in mind that Kong can speak to the humans, sign language. So I'm wondering if Monarch, or the people at the heads of this, all these things, are going to tap into that a little bit more and try to teach the little ape, which I don't know if they've given a name yet to, or maybe we'll find out, maybe we'll get a designated name, if they're going to teach him sign, which he could teach the other. I mean, I want to know how far that could go, because I feel like that's kind of, it's actually very important to me, because I kind of feel like that's how the humans can now communicate to the Titans. Is, I know they tried doing that sonar shit in King of the Monsters, but this seems more plausible. It actually seems more in reality than, you know, that's how they ended up defeating Mechagodzilla. The young girl told Kong that the real enemy was the other one, not Godzilla. And he kind of understood, and then they happened to you know, defeat Mechagodzilla. I'm kind of wondering if the language barrier in Kong will be breached, and they'll be able to, you know, communicate further. You know, I'm just curious about that. And as you see in the trailer, there's Scar King, and there's other apes, and there's all kinds of stuff going down on the Hollow Earth. They believe that that's not Kong's handprint, which I totally understand. You know, and then it gets to the real meat of the trailer. They start saying this is a battle he can't win. But you see Kong without his robotic arm in, like, the middle of the trailer. And it's not a robotic arm. I don't know if it... See, everybody was saying it's a cast. I don't believe it's a cast, because his arm does not look broken. Why would they have put that on him if his arm was broken? Wouldn't they have tried to correct the bone? You would see stitches on his arm, or... I mean, they could add that in. I mean, they could possibly break his arm. But I feel that it's more of a power up. I feel that him having that on his arm is more akin to him having... And I talked to my brother about this. I feel like he needed extra power in his fist. And I kind of feel that it's going to be a shield. that flops out either via energy or straight up more metal flies out of it, like kind of like they're gonna give him a shield like Captain America. Or if you paid attention to, like, if you watched Endgame, how Tony Stark just has a, you know, like a force field kind of shield when he calls for the Barn Protocol in Endgame. I kind of feel like that is what's going to happen with Kong. Like, they're going to give him a shield, and he's got his, he's going to be fully battle armored. I think eventually you could see Scar King have a weapon. I think Kong is going to take that too. He'll have his axe. He'll have what looks to be like some sort of a, something to carry maybe the axe, like a belt, but it's draped across his shoulder. Or maybe that'll be a full on blown, like, you know, like a chain or a whip of sorts. And I think that's what I've heard some people say, that it's going to be like a whip. We'll see how that plays out, but I think Kong will eventually get that as well. So Kong's going to be decked out with not only armor, but I believe that they're going to give him more. I believe that if we're going to go down the route, I think Kong's going to end up gaining actually physical abilities, like maybe a sonic roar, or maybe his ability to... See, yeah, everybody wanted to give him electricity, but what's if he can figures out how to absorb hollow earth energy and shoot it out like Godzilla does, and some sort of a percussion roar, or some sort of a, even like a beam, a pulsated beam like Godzilla. I think that's going to be the case there. And I think maybe if he's charged, like, you won't be able to actually physically touch him for a brief moment. I think we're heading for that direction. So I think Kong's going to get decked out. And you can already see, I think Godzilla, they overcharged him as well, but in a different way. You get your first good looks at Godzilla coming out with his... At first, I thought they were red, but they seemed to be a pink hue to him, which I love. Goes back to Godzilla 2000s. You know, Final Wars type of Godzilla, where he was... That's one of everybody's favorite Godzillas. So I don't understand the little bit of hate towards the pink in Godzilla. I've seen a little bit online in the comments, like, why did they give him pink? What is Godzilla going woke? Like, no, bitch. Godzilla's dorsal fins and spikes can be whatever fucking color they want to be. Blue, white. And it's specifically in that Godzilla, if I recall correctly, that Godzilla planted his feet down, shot his beam to the fucking heavens, and stopped a meteor from crashing to Earth. Or maybe it wasn't meteor, it was Ghidorah. Stopped it from impacting the Earth. I mean, and that's the problem. Everybody always discredits that Godzilla because they way overpowered him, which is true. Godzilla in those, I believe it's that era, like in the early 2000s, where it was SOS, Tokyo SOS, and Final Wars. That Godzilla, most people, when they put him stacked against his powers and abilities, kind of exclude him because he was like pretty much indestructible and he was way overpowered. And that's just what it is. I'm okay with that. And I'm kind of thinking that this Godzilla in the newest Legendary is going to be super powered as well. And perhaps it's going to be needed, because if the Scar King commands an army of Kongs, and we already seen what one Kong is capable of doing to Godzilla. Imagine like four or six. or fuck it, even just two to three Kongs against Godzilla can piece him up, and they might actually give him the business. It would be fucking funny to see Godzilla getting jumped, just getting him worked over by like three Kongs, like body slamming him and everything. Like, and mark my words, I think that's going to happen, and I think he's going to need Hollow Earth energy. He's going to need Kong and his souped up abilities, and they're going to realize that they can't do it without each other. And essentially, that's going to be it. Now, going back to, you see Godzilla and, as the trailer ends, Godzilla and Kong running together. So they are going to team up. It's going to be Kong with his souped up abilities, but he's running without his axe. So maybe the axe is going to take a back seat for a little bit. But I believe at the whole end of the movie, Kong will have his arm that looks like it's going to be like a shield of sorts. Everybody says it's a broken arm cast. No, I don't believe it. I don't believe his arm is broken. Why would they break his arm and put it in the metal thing and immediately he'd be healed? That is, I believe it's going to have like Mechagodzilla tech, where it's going to have Hollow Earth energy in it, so he can throw a Superman punch that can actually like crush fucking a rock or a skull and like actually do crazy damage. And I think if you're gonna have Alan, you might as well give him like some sort of an ability to cast the shield out, like a force field shield kind of thing. And I think that's totally plausible, because we already know you got to take what you've known from the last, the Hollow Earth energy exists and it can power up. They already powered up the axe. But what was the difference in the axe when he was swinging it at Mechagodzilla before it was charged, and then when they charged it with Godzilla's radiation blast? What was the difference? Just energy. Like, there was energy in it. So they can just do the same shit with his robotic arm. And I think that's what it's for. He could use it as different, like a Superman punch, where it could just rocket his arm upwards, like make him, give him the ability perhaps of like short flight. You know, if he boosts up his arm and it like thrusts him forward, or give him a shield, or a little bit of both. Who knows what it's capable of? Maybe Kong can quickly learn it, and you know, that's it. So with all the other crazy theories, I'm gonna have to come back and talk about some of the crazy theories that I've heard online, and maybe this is gonna run more than 20 minutes, but hang tight. I gotta get to work, and so I'll pause this here and I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. Let's talk about this trade a little bit more. So yeah, the very end of the trailer, as I said, a lot of people online honed in on Kong and Godzilla running, and that how long Godzilla's arms have gotten and how buff he looks, and they slimmed him down a little bit. His pink powers that are coming. But I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, to be honest, at me as a Godzilla fan, all these years, we've gone through this already. I don't know how many times the debate was the man in the suit or fucking CGI. And now it seems like we've all settled on CGI. And now we're back to fucking whether or not he's got a fat ass fucking frame, or he's some bulking, hulking monster. How about the fact that fucking Toho, when they built that fucking rubber suit all them years ago, had no idea what his size proportions were supposed to fucking be? Like, they just did it because that's how the first one went, and that's what they had to do to make the creature believable. He had to have a wide base so he didn't topple over. But anywho, people honed in on the, like, you know, all of that shit, and I'm like, I was just immediately, you know, I was like, okay, Godzilla 2000 fucking has pink scales, so you can just fuck off all the way with that one. And about him slimming down and becoming more muscular with longer arms, like, who the fuck cares? I remember Godzilla's fucking boxing motherfuckers in earlier iterations. I'm not sure which one, who he was fucking boxing, but he was throwing fisticuffs with other, and actual punches, not fucking like claw scrapes like he did a Rick Kong and then the Muto, like just to grab. No, he was full-fledged throwing blows. So I mean, I don't, got the Godzilla fan base is never fucking happy, and I can't stand that. That's internet culture. Like, you know, a motherfucker can say I love pancakes, and then the motherfucker would take that as like, well, what do you got against French, like French toast? Like, bitch, that's not what nobody was saying. You know, why the fuck are you making it into an argument? I don't know why the internet is so argumentative, but him having long arms and being buffer and having pink scales and just, I'm happy that Godzilla has gone through in the time that he's been under Legendary's care, that we haven't seen the exact same fucking one over and over and over. Like, I'm glad he was big and scary looking in the first one, and like there was a lot of mystery behind him, and it was dark and grainy, and it was like maybe what was supposed to be like the old school Godzilla, like it was supposed to be a dark film. Like, and there was a time that I was like, damn, I would have loved to see Godzilla a little bit more. In comes in King of the Monsters, and you got to see Godzilla more fleshed out, like, you know, some cool imagery there. The imagery for that leading up to that, the build up to it was phenomenal. Because they weren't dancing around like, who's Godzilla, what's Godzilla. What they were dancing around with was Ghidorah and Mothra, and Rodan to a degree, and they were dancing around those ones. But King of the Monsters was a phenomenal movie, and but the Godzilla, you know, showings of it was like excellent. And then Godzilla versus Kong, you know, everybody knew that it was going to be Kong versus Godzilla, but what we didn't know was Mechagodzilla. And that, it wasn't until the very last, and that was COVID, so I mean, the build up to it was there, but it was like, okay, what would, you know, everybody wanted to see the Mechagodzilla design. And as they started showing like his foot, like, you know, like a little bit of his, him rising up, like once the trailer finally hit after COVID lockdown and all that, it was just a thing. It was just a thing. Like, it's one of those things, like, again, Godzilla looked a certain way. We got to see Burning Godzilla in King of the Monsters before I forget that. And I kind of like the Burning Godzilla that we had, although I kind of don't feel like it was what it was supposed to be. Like, Godzilla Burning is him falling apart. This one, they just souped up his powers to the max, and we're like, okay, well, he's on fire. His skin is pulsating with radiation, or whatever he's pulsating with, Mothra juice. And then he fucking pulsated into a pulse. I like that they did that, because I went hard. But I don't think we're going to get back to it anytime soon, if ever. And then, you know, Kong and Godzilla, they showed him being more of like a, kind of like he was just fucking up the world, but they didn't say why. or they didn't know, at least in the movie, they didn't know until close to the very end. He was just fucking up land for no reason. And then he fought Kong and he was like trying to establish dominance. And he was like, and he did, for the most part, he did establish dominance. And he was just kind of like the villain of the movie up until they get to China and they release Mechagodzilla out on him. And then he gets his ass whipped. So you, and that's actually pretty typical of Godzilla. He's fucking shit up, gets his ass whipped, comes back and he wins. And this time they had Kong help him. So I like to see him run. I like to see him, like, I love the images of him in the day, especially with Mechagodzilla's fucking throwing his ping-ponging his head into fucking skyscrapers. Like, that is still one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. The destruction in that movie was insane. And now we get a whole nother iteration of him, or maybe he's going to be a little bit older, a little bit wiser. Maybe we're going to see him a little bit more matured and having a more matured feel to him. I think that's what they're going for. Like, okay, we know he's Godzilla. He's on top of the top. But now he, as any king does, he's got to have his right-hand man. He's got to have his generals, his soldiers in line. He's got to have... So hopefully he'll be able to not just be... We'll get the more mature version of him. And that's what I think this movie's going to be. Kong's going to be on his throne and he's going to be... Godzilla's going to come out and he's going to be... Okay, well... Going to have to help everybody. He's going to be the more wise... I think a more mature Godzilla. And that's what I kind of feel that is not being said out there. But that's what I feel. That this version of Godzilla is going to be a more mature version of Godzilla than what we've seen. Instead of just terrorizing, I think he's going to be able to see things. We're going to see a little bit of intelligence out of him instead of just a roaring animal. I think Kong's going to be able to communicate to him slightly, and we're going to see that. I think that's what's going to happen. And I, for one, I think people are going to bitch about it, but the kaiju have been talking amongst themselves for a long time. I mean, I've watched plenty of them where Godzilla spoke English, and I'm pretty sure he was speaking Japanese at one point too, like other creatures. And I think Anguirus and Mothra, and I don't know who else at some points in time. But I think we'll see a more wise Godzilla, a little bit more aged. I think he's also learning the extent. He's going to learn the extent of his powers as well. I don't know if he'll be overly powered like Godzilla 2000 was, but I do think they're going to ramp up his abilities. I wholeheartedly believe he's going to absorb Hollow Earth energy. I don't think he'll be able to pulse like he did with Burning Godzilla, but I do think that he can perhaps... and this is purely speculation. I think he'll be able to code himself as well as how into some sort of a shield. The scales behind him will be able to emit like a protective barrier against certain things. And then maybe perhaps I believe his breath is going to be one to watch, because I feel like just him breathing a breath like he did in a couple of times now, they were kind of not meaningful, but I think this one will be, maybe he'll be able to, hit multiple targets at once. I mean, I think that's kind of a possibility. I don't know if they'll give him full blown shin capabilities, where he'll be able to, for all intents, blow it out of his back, but blow it out of his spines. But I wouldn't be against that either. Like, it'd be dope to see him barrel roll and shoot. Or maybe the tail whip will have a, you know, can flick, you know, and like a, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he'll be able to flick maybe, you know, some of the, his beam across, kind of like Godzilla Earth did, or maybe I think Shin had that as well. So maybe they're going to give him a little bit of powers there and more of a tail whip effect. But I think he's going to power up too. Maybe it really depends on what's going on. But I think the major clue is you could see the girl that can sign to Kong is touching some sort of energy down there in Hollow Earth. And I completely believe that they're going to figure out how to translate that to both Godzilla and Kong. Like, they're going to figure it out. If not the animals, they're going to tell Kong how to do it. And that'll be that. And that's just kind of like what I'm thinking. Now, let's get to post-trailer. Let's get to all the wacky fucking theories that I've heard so far. And all the naysayers out there. First theory that I've heard is Space Godzilla. I'm going to say right up from the bat, no. And I'll tell you why. Space Godzilla doesn't make sense yet for this movie. We're not in space. We're in the Hollow Earth. Why the fuck would Space Godzilla be in the Hollow Earth? Make it make fucking sense. Space Godzilla as well. His whole thing was setting up these crystals. And that's another thing. That's something about the crystals. When Godzilla was running the green crystals. That's essentially Space Godzilla's chamber. I don't think so. That looks like they're in the Hollow Earth. And they are... Those crystals may change colors as well. They're just in the Hollow Earth. In like a cavern cave down there. We don't know. But I don't believe the Space Godzilla. Why would Space Godzilla be in the Hollow Earth? That doesn't make sense. If he's coming from space, he doesn't fucking land straight into the Middle Earth. He lands on the outer part, which he would have been defeated by Godzilla at some point. Or maybe not. But I don't believe that Space Godzilla is there because of the Hollow Earth. Possibility. Another thing I've heard a lot is that this is Destroya's home opening. Where they're going to unlock Destroya. And I got to say, everybody out there has been harping for Destroya for a hot minute. I personally don't rank Destroya as Godzilla's ultimate nemesis. That's pretty much Ghidorah. I don't feel that he's the second or third greatest villains to Godzilla personally. I feel that's relegated to Gigan. Gigan's been in a lot, and Gigan's got his own mass following, and people, the general consensus out there, most people love Gigan. And I remember back when the first Godzilla trailer popped, everybody was assuming Gigan was coming. That goes to show you how much fanfare he has. And he's actually probably the more space villain that I would assume would pop up before Space Godzilla even is a possibility. And I would put, if Space Godzilla was to be present, I would have him be stationed on the moon. Like, have him crawl out of the moon as like a post teaser credit. I don't think he's in the Hollow Earth. Would not make any sense. We're all under the assumption that they're going to beat Scar King, kill him, and the movie would be done with him up and out of it in one movie. I don't believe that either. Now, I was wrong about them killing off Mothra. I've been wrong before. But Rodan still exists. There's a couple of these kaijus that still exist. Legacy of Monsters is popping up, so who knows what monsters are going to be able to play with. But I kind of feel like Scar King isn't going to be a one-off. I think maybe he gets beaten. Maybe he even gets beaten badly. But I kind of feel like he's going to survive. Because of the other Kongs that are in subordination to him. And it does look like he does pop out into above the Hollow Earth. And he was made appearances out of the Hollow Earth. But we just didn't notice. Maybe he'll find out that there's other exits and leave. Well, we shall see there. But back to Godzilla's Anguirus is another one that needs to get some shine before we get to destroy it. Anguirus has been... That would be dope if he did appear in some great... And he's Godzilla's pal for a little bit. We shall see there. Who else? You know, there's a lot of... But that, I mean, another hot one. I think we got to re-talk about Mothra. I think they just showcased her in one film. But there was the egg left over. You know, especially in the larva form. I think they kind of once over that. I would love to see a Mothra or a pair or triple Mothra just fuck up Godzilla by himself. Body him. I mean, but that's kind of hard to... That's kind of be hard for Legendary to pull that one off. Because it'll be a little bit too... But who knows? You know, you've got... I mean, there's other villains out there. I mean, before... And I think Destroya is there because a lot of people like the design of Destroya. And I know he's born from the Oxygen Destroyer. But if you follow the story of Destroya, there was another Godzilla that he washed first, Godzilla Jr. So I don't really know. Unless they're going to give Godzilla his, you know, if Manila's going to come out. So I just think Destroya is not a possibility. And I don't know why people were thinking that. Like, I just got people think, there's people online thinking that. And I'm like, dude, you guys are fucking way off. Biollante is another one. I was on the tip of my tongue. I put Biollante ahead of Destroya. And Space Godzilla, for that matter. Space Godzilla is one of my favorite ones because it was... I loved his design. He had the two big crystals on his shoulder. He had the crystal in the middle of his forehead. And he was overall a little bit more vicious looking Godzilla. But I'd better put Destroya, I mean, in terms of, he was once. So was Biollante, so was, I think Space Godzilla was also one time. But some of these other ones have been multiple times. You know, now we've got a new iteration of Kong versus Godzilla. So, I mean, Kong and Godzilla are now full-fledged rivals. And Legendary is actually just taking it by, you know. And on top of that, we've got the Scar King now, and Legendary is just making monsters. There was 20-something that they knew of, and when Ghidorah woke them all up, they never got back to touching some of them. So there's a whole plethora of kaiju and titans out there for a battle to just veer off a whole nother way, even before they touch Destroya. And that's just what I feel about it. And a lot of people were saying it was a form of Destroya when that... It looked like a crab leg plowed right into the middle of, like, Italy or somewhere and fucking completely destroyed a dude. That may be... There people are saying that's one of Destroya's form, but that'd be a little too big for his initial forms. Were like human sized or a little bit bigger than human size before he ramped up all the way to his big sides with his horn on his head. I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see Destroya yet. I don't see Space Godzilla either. I do, however, see Biollante, and I'll tell you why. Because Biollante can exist in harmony in the Hollow Earth, especially since it's a pristine nature, and she comes out because they start fucking torching everything. Godzilla can easily fucking torch a lot of the Hollow Earth and ruin a lot of it, and then that could birth an awakening of Biollante. Like, no, look, shit is getting out of control down here. She will not let Godzilla, Kong, and Scar, the three of them, tear a pristine habitat up, free from pollution and all that. You know, I even think Ghidorah is a little bit more iconic than Godzilla, or than Destroyer is at some point. The smog monster. That's just a little bit of what I see. So it's like, I don't know. I just see other things. I totally want Gigan to appear at some point. Doesn't matter how he appears, but I hope he does make an appearance. Even if they do a whole movie around him not fighting Godzilla for a moment. We still got Pacific Rim out there. Who knows what's going on there? But all of those are wild ideas. Well, I think Biollante is probably the most plausible one. If anything was to be randomly cooking in the books on Legendary's End, it would be Biollante. And again, because it looks like Godzilla and Kong are going to be down in the Hollow Earth, fucking shit up. And Scar King's going to be fucking them up and setting the whole fucking catastrophe down there. Imagine Godzilla and Kong versus Scar King and fucking like 30 other Kongs doing battle, like tearing the fucking Hollow Earth to shreds. Yeah, and I could see Biollante coming in and fucking killing and just fucking them up and ejecting them out of the Hollow Earth. I could see. That is highly plausible, impossible. I don't see Destroyer being down there. I don't see Space Godzilla being down there either. For no reason at all. I don't see it. But those are some of the things I've heard. I've also heard something about, you know, what else did I hear? The fucking something about, that the Frost Monster was gonna show up. The one that's in this Legendary series gonna do battle with Godzilla. I don't believe so. He's a little undersized, and he doesn't make any sense showing up. To me personally, it doesn't make any sense showing up. But we shall see. I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows what the ending of the Legacy of Monsters will be? Episode 5, I think, came out. I'm going to go home and watch it and then figure out what exactly is... Well, I don't know how many episodes it's going to be. If it's 6 or 8 episodes long. I didn't look up that information before I started yakking away. But they could leave a little Easter egg at the end of it of who's actually going to be in coming, who's coming up, who they've got on their radar. I don't know if they'll jump the gun or if they'll just hint at who it could be, maybe a brief description. Hey, we found a living organism, a couple of other living organisms in the Hollow Earth, you know, and maybe it being a picture of, you know, a grainy picture of something that we haven't seen, you know, could be this or that, and leaving a lot of space. But we'll see if that is the case. I don't know if it's the case, but we'll see if that's the case. I guess in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I kind of feel like that. I think a lot of people are just dropping the ball. And I think a lot of the hate that the designer Godzilla is getting, I think, is fucking stupid. You gotta be the stupidest motherfucker to think that Godzilla running is not plausible. Everybody wants this slow, hunkering, lingering Godzilla, and I for one, that is cool. But the motherfucker was going fast in the first legendary film. So I don't really get where the fuck the hate is coming from. And who knows what the fucking powers of the Hollow Earth is. That's another main key to all of this. The Hollow Earth energy that they tapped into in the last movie. I think that's going to be probably the most important thing. Because you just got to look at... I mean, I looked at the trailer logically. Kong's arm does not look broken. This looks like they gave him a power up on top of what he already was like. He had the axe. So they were like, okay, well, he's got a weapon, but he doesn't have a shield. He's shielding his body with himself. I think they give him a thing to go on his arm, and out of that comes a shield, or it allows him to fucking Superman punch the fuck out of something, or to crunch something with his bare hands that much more strong. I think that is what's going to be. And I wouldn't doubt it if they have also one for his other arm, possibly, or something that he could wear on his head to block, if that comes into play too. I think they already teased one little piece of armor. I wouldn't doubt it if they're trying to build more armor for him. Leg pieces, maybe a chest plate, a helmet of sorts, because Mecha Kong was all mechanized, just like Mecha Godzilla, and they can totally. And I kind of keep forgetting about it, but they can totally just armor him the fuck up that way too. And I think that'll be something that they elaborate on. I think that's a big piece of the puzzle. I think we're only seeing Kong with a little bit of armor. And I do think he'll be out of that armor. I don't know. I'd have to take a really close look at it. If there's any buttons on the thumb or, you know, that looks like possibly could be his, you know, maybe he could tap something pop out. I believe that that's the case. I'm almost willing to put money on it. I kind of feel that that's the fucking case. And I think people are just, you know, if Godzilla and all these, a nanotech could just be fucking existing, they could cover his whole body like Iron Man. Even though I don't think that they should go that route, I think they should give him a helmet of sorts, maybe something that could amplify his roar, or him absorb Hollow Earth energy somehow, and his roar be amplified. I wouldn't even be against him being able to shoot electricity like he once was able to. But I could see him definitely wearing a helmet. I could definitely see him wearing a chest piece, perhaps something to cover his back. You know, even though I would assume Godzilla's got his back, I think something covering his back would be, you know, would be helpful. As well as him getting the axe back in play. I know that end run is him axeless. But another thing we're all not talking about is the little ape. And we don't know his name, what role that's going to play going forward. Because I do think that Kong's going to take... That's basically Kong's going to take that little ape under his wing. That little chimpanzee. And I kind of feel like if Kong was to ultimately meet an end, that's his replacement. But I don't know if they're going to kill Kong off. I think Kong is due for a solo movie. On his own, apart from Godzilla, another one. But we shall see how that goes. I don't know if they're gonna give him. But I wouldn't be against them giving him like Kong and the little kid their own little series, like a little 2 or 3 run episode of like him raising him a little bit and showing him like his family and taking him to out of the Hollow Earth and into the regular world to see some shit. That's what I would love. And anyways, this has now been like 50 fucking minutes out of a fucking 2-minute trailer. I don't really like doing that, but I think I had to talk about it because Everybody else was fucking talking about it, and I just had my own fucking thoughts personally. But yeah, so man, this here, because I feel like I touched on every fucking little angle that I could think of, in future movies. And how many more movies is the MonsterVerse gonna get? Hopefully a couple more. A couple, you know, I wouldn't be against like one or two more. But if they give me like three or four, you know, fuck it. Eventually it's gonna end. They're gonna call it a day with this. I don't want them to, but eventually they will. I don't know if they'll kill Godzilla or send him and freeze him. Maybe they're gonna freeze him somehow. Or trap him somewhere where he can't get out and bury him. So that way he could just hibernate for another 10,000 years. You know, I don't want them to, but I think that's what they're going to eventually do. Hopefully it's not this film. Hopefully they don't fucking, the usage of Godzilla isn't done in this film. But I think at some point it will happen. I think the death of Godzilla is now on the horizon. A couple of films out, hopefully one or two or three films out. And I don't know if they're going to allow him to die or just, again, bury him, trap him in ice, and leave him for something years down the road that they can go back to. And that's what I kind of feel. Then maybe he'll pass the torch on to Kong and let Kong run shit for a minute and be done with it. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that trailer. I know it got a lot of hype. It looks amazing. Adam Wingard really struck a chord with all the Godzilla fans out there. He really did. I mean, whether positive or negative, everybody's fucking talking about that Godzilla trailer. That's a Godzilla fan out there. They're just talking about it. I'm talking about it. I've been talking about it for an hour. And again, I'm once again in the golden era of Godzilla. It's the fucking renaissance of Godzilla. We've had minus one. We had this legacy of monsters. Had a couple of fan-made movies of Godzilla come out. You know, Godzilla versus the, I can't think of the fucking guy who was the little drill guy that came out. I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it yet. Minus one doing fucking phenomenal. We've had this trailer come out. Godzilla and Kong is, coming next year. And I just like, there has been a lot of Godzilla talk. It's been ramped up to probably the most it's ever been. Since like Godzilla New York has, for me anyways, there has never been this much Godzilla at one point than probably before when it was Roland Emmerich's Godzilla. And right now, I mean, I can't get enough of it because everybody's got their opinions. People make, you know, fan drawings, different scenarios, you know, stuff comes out, you know, concept arts and things of the nature. You know, and we're just getting to see a lot of it. Like, I can't ask for much more. I'm in my late 30s, fucking geeking out about fucking Godzilla and how much there is going on about him right now. And I watched Minus One now twice. I still stick by it. It's a 9 out of a 10. There's some things in there that I wish, if I was there and if I would have seen the cut and I had the chance to redo a few things, there would have been a few things I would have redone. But other than that, it was all pretty good. To me, it was a 9. It was a 9er. It's not. Other than I would have been like, okay, they did a little bit too much pulling from other ideas. I would have loved it to be its own completely original concept of Godzilla, but whatever. It is what it is. Well, with that said, guys, I don't know what we're talking about next. But, you know, hang tight. Something will pop up. Christmas is coming, so maybe we'll do some holiday cheer. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Laters.